meetings being audio-taped and videotaped. License Commission General Hearing, Wednesday, February 13th at 3:07 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave. Basement Conference Room, before you, the Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretta Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Branville Bard.
Anyone that's, any attorney here representing anyone, please fill out a notice of appearance form so we know where to send the decision to. Anyone that's interested in receiving a decision, if you could please fill that out. Any witnesses, if you could please fill it out so that we can get your name spelling right, that would also be great. Thank you.
And if anyone is here for the disciplinary matter for Coriana, number 8 on the agenda, that's been continued to March 13th. Application, Improvisation Center of Boston Incorporated, doing business as Improv Boston, 40 Prospect Street. Common Victualler Wine and Malt License number 11264 and application number 31133 for change of license type to general on-premise, change of officers, directors, and change of manager to Joshua Garneau.
Hi. Could you please take a seat? Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your last name for the record?
My last name is Garneau, G-A-R-N-E-A-U.
First name Joshua?
That is correct.
Okay. And how long have you been with Improv?
As the interim managing director, 3 months.
And do you have any other experience in the food and beverage industry?
I do not, no.
And have you, so you worked there 3 months only? Or you've worked there for?
I've been there for 10 years, but okay. as the interim managing director for 3 months.
And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
I am, yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do, yes.
Okay. And I note for the record that you've already provided us your TIP certification. And in terms of the way that the operation is set up right now, so basically you guys are not serving food, is that correct?
That is correct.
And are you making, I know there have been changes to officers and directors, are you making any other changes to the business or the operation of the business?
In the middle of March, there will be a change to the officers as the board goes through their annual changes, but otherwise, no.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
I do have these query forms that I was requested to bring. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Garneau. I did have something in terms of the application per se. I think if you can make changes here. Because you're updating the manager of record as well as the officers and the type of license.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, I think whoever filled it out forgot to put that in all the changes. You marked it everywhere else, but you didn't put it here. So if you can just handwrite that there, that would be great.
Of course.
Thank you. Who's that next? I'll send those over to you.
Application, Eugene F. Lynch, 30 United American Veterans, Inc., 1 Cedar Street, all alcohol club license number 11627, application number 29482, for a change of license type to Veterans Club.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
My name, yeah.
Spell your name for the record.
My name is Craig Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
And Mr. Murphy, this application, did you bring the proof of UAV status?
Yes.
Thank you. And are all your members veterans?
No, it's probably about a 40-60 split. Actually, it might be more like 50-50. I can check that and get back to you if you want.
Okay, so you cannot have a veterans club if not all your members are veterans.
Oh, I did not know that. What if all the office, the commanding officer is? And
nope. All the members have to be veterans. So according to Chapter 138, Section 12, a veterans club license can only be issued to a corporation, to any corporation, the members of which are war veterans and which owns, hires, or leases, you know, in the city, for the use and accommodation of hosts of any war veterans or organization incorporated by Congress, to sell to such members of the post only, and only to guests introduced by such members and no others. So if your membership is not all veterans, I don't know that we could actually approve this.
You mean a non-veteran guest? But
yeah,
your members have to be
all veterans. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I did not know that. Okay. Anxious? I can get a copy of that. I didn't know that. Yeah. That'll be great.
Okay.
All right. I don't have anything else.
Well, with that said,
okay.
I will take a copy of those.
If you can go upstairs,
they can make a copy of those so we can put it.
Okay,
but based on the information that we currently have before us, I would vote to reject this application.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Application Lulu Cuisine LLC, doing business as Shepherd. One Shepherd Street, common victualler, all alcohol license number 11518, application number 30699, for a change of DBA to Loose.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Renee Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R.
Mr. Becker, I think we tried to get in touch with you. The application you submitted is not signed. And I think the entity name information is incorrect. You're actually Lulu Cuisine LLC,
correct.
DBA. But you put Shepherd up here. That confuses the ABCC and slows down the application.
Isn't that what it is now? It hasn't changed yet.
Yeah, so the entity name is Lulu Cuisine, LLC. You put it down as Shepherd.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And you haven't signed it?
All right.
So I'm going to give this back to you so you can sign it.
Okay.
Also, the applicant statement. I do note that the corporate vote is signed. And then can you tell us, well, I send these over to you to make that change. Can you tell us why the change in DBA?
Because I split with my original partner. I own the business now solely, and I wanted to change the concept to something that my wife and I wanted to do. It's really just that simple.
To be clear, Lulu Cuisine LLC was always under your name?
And Susan Regis's name.
And so you're saying that Susan is no longer?
Correct.
You know what? Can we get a second call on this? Can I get the actual file? Mr. Becker, if you can make those changes while we call the other matters and your original file is sent down, that would be great, because then it seems that you should be applying for other types of changes as well, other than the change in DBA. So if the ownership interest of Lulu Cuisine LLC has changed,
mm-hmm.
you need to apply for that change. You can't change it without approval of this board and the ABCC.
Yeah, I thought that was, but I thought that was done.
It very well could be, but the way that you just presented it to me, it sounds like it wasn't. So that's how I want to get the original file from upstairs. So
okay.
If you can step back while you sign that,
sure.
And we get the original file down, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
I can call for this matter.
In the middle?
You saying?
Oh, you have to sign this one too.
Oh.
Application Rangsia Global Corporation doing business as Spice, 24 Holyoke Street, Common Victualler Wine and Malt License, number 11279, application number 30820 for change of DBA to Spices Type Cuisine.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Panja Limswant.
How do we spell the last name?
Limswant.
Thank you. And am I correct that you're changing the DBA because of some issues with another business with the same name?
Yes. We have problem with the Google search things, and we try to make a new website so people have more traffic.
Okay.
The old website that everybody took over.
Okay. And other than just making basically a name change, you're not changing anything else to the business or its operation?
Nothing changed on a member, but we changed a little bit menus to make more spicy.
Okay.
You said the menu?
The menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. I would vote to grant.
Grant.
Application Adbi Muhammad doing business as Mass Livery Service, 362 Ringe Avenue, has applied for a livery limousine license.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Adbi Muhammad.
Okay, and how do we spell your last name?
Mahamad.
Thank you. Mr. Muhammad, have you had a livery service before?
I work as a livery driver, yeah, but I don't have a license.
So this would be to open up your own business?
Yes.
And do you have any outstanding tickets?
No.
Do you have any outstanding court cases?
No.
Do you have any convictions of OUI driving?
Did you hear?
What did you say?
I said that you, do you have any OUI convictions?
That's under the...
Operating under the influence. Any convictions?
No, dismissed one case long time ago, 2007.
You said you had one dismissed in 2007?
No, that is when I was dismissed 2010, I think.
Okay, so yes. A 2007 case was dismissed in 2010.
After a year of probation, I don't know exactly, but it's dismissed like...
I'll look at it.
Yes.
On the driving record.
2008.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. Since this is not a disqualifying factor, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
You will be contacted by the License Commission staff as to next steps, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Disciplinary matter, Chef Group Incorporated, doing business as Hana Sushi, 2372 Mass Ave, common victualler, wine and malt license number 11548, for allegedly permitting disorder, disturbance, or illegality on licensed premise, to wit, operating without a license, January 1st through 7th, 2019, in violation of Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 12 and 23 and 64, Mass General Laws, Chapter 140, Section 1, et sec., Rules and Regulations of the City of Cambridge Board of License Commissioners 1, 2.3, 2.5, 4, 5.1, 5.4, 10, 13.1, and 13.5.
Hana Sushi? Second call.
Disciplinary matter, Health Incorporated, doing business as People's Republic, 878 Mass Ave, common victualler, all alcohol license number 11686, for allegedly permitting disorder, disturbance, or illegality on a licensed premise, to wit, overcapacity, on January 18th, 2019, in violation of Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64, and Rules and Regulations of the City of Cambridge Board of License Commissioners 2.3, 2.5, 5.1, and 9.
People's Republic? Second call.
Disciplinary matter, Inman Exchange Incorporated, doing business as Ginger Exchange, 1287 Cambridge Street, common victualler, all alcohol license number 11350, for allegedly permitting disorder, disturbance, or illegality on a licensed premise, to wit, unlicensed entertainment, on January 5th, 2019, in violation of Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64. Mass General Laws, Chapter 140, including but not limited to Sections 180, 182, 183A, 183C, and 184, Rules and Regulations of the City of Cambridge Board of License Commissioners 2.3, 2.5, 5.1, and 10.
Ginger Exchange? If you could both please just stand up for one moment and raise your right hand.
Flynn? Sorry. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Good afternoon. If you can please state and spell your names for the record.
Yes. My name is Christine Chan, and the last name is spelled C-H-A-N.
Thank you.
Tyler Bubenik, licensing investigator with the City of Cambridge, B-U-B-E-N-I-K.
Go ahead, Mr. Bubenik.
I randomly inspected the Ginger Exchange Cafe on January 5th, 2019. It was in response to an advertisement online for karaoke taking place after 9 p.m. When I inspected the restaurant, I found that Ginger Exchange is not licensed to have karaoke.
And had you visited them before and found that they had unlicensed karaoke?
This was the first time. And then
Did you not go in December of 2018?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, start at the beginning. December 15th, 2018, I went investigating the online advertisement, found that they did not have karaoke on their license. Later, a warning letter was sent giving them 14 days from January 3rd to submit changes to the license to allow karaoke. But in the meantime, no karaoke could be performed until that was completed. I re-inspected it on January 5th. And at that time, I still found that karaoke was being performed.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Chan?
Sorry, I had no knowledge of the warning letter or that the first visit I
did. Is your email cchan@gingerexchange.com?
That's correct.
And do you know Drew DeVal?
Yes.
And who is he?
He's one of my managers.
Okay. You pass that over. And can you tell me if that's his signature on the bottom of that page?
Yeah, that does look like his signature.
Yes. So you're saying that he never provided this to you?
No.
And you're saying that the letter that was sent to your email on January 3rd, you never received it?
I do not. I would. I would. it would have red flagged me. I know of the January 5th visit.
And have you applied for karaoke at this point?
Yes, I have. I didn't realize I could. I mean, I got rejected. But I had no knowledge I could go to the BZA, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and so I have started that. So I had no knowledge that I could, you know, apply for it in that way, like going to the appeals board.
Do you guys have any questions?
So you have started the process with BZA?
Yes, sir.
Have they given you any indication of a timeline with that application?
Yes, it's February 28th.
That's your hearing?
Yes, the hearing, yes.
And you received this hearing notice also to that email, cchan@gingerexchange.com, correct?
I received a physical paper, like in the mail. It was a letter in the mail I received. Or to the restaurant, but that eventually made its way to me.
So are you saying that this letter, you received that by mail, not by email?
I received this by mail, yes. I did receive by mail.
Not by email?
Not. I could look again, but I remember seeing the physical piece of paper, which is why I made note of the event and everything.
Does someone else open and go through your emails for you?
No. I mean, I might be at the restaurant and might leave my Gmail open, but I don't have a secretary anymore that goes through my mail.
The renewal information that was sent to the Ginger Exchange goes to cchan@gingerexchange.com. Did you get that over email?
License renewal?
Yes.
License renewal? Yes. Yes, I did. Because I'm paying attention to those things during that time of the year, I'm trying to.
So it very well could be that you received these emails, but you didn't see them. Is that what you're saying?
Very well. I get over 100 a day. I mean, yeah, sorry.
It seemed like you would pay special attention to something coming from the license commission.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No.
I think, Mr. Bubinek, to be sure, this inspection form on December 15 of 2018 that you wrote and that Drew DeVoe signed, did you leave a carbon copy of this with him?
Yes, to get the top copy.
Okay.
And just to be clear, karaoke was happening when you...
Yes, on both of us. It was currently being performed.
I would vote for a violation and issue a one-day suspension.
As would I. Concur.
Thank you. You'll receive a statement of reasons in the mail.
In the mail.
Thank you. Ms. Flint, can you go upstairs? I'll call the admin matters.
I had plenty for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's proceed.
Concept Capital Corp, a secured lender, has refinanced Medallion 44.
Board acknowledges.
Alex Tannenbaum, on behalf of HAS Food Park, LLC, doing business as Naco Taco, has applied for a hawker peddler license to be exercised on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Vecna, 36 Cambridge Park Drive.
Francis.
Denier Rosa, on behalf of DMG Food Service, LLC, doing business as 730 Tavern Kitchen Patio, has applied for a one-day extension to their existing license on March 12, 2019, to open at 9 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. for breakfast for the Central Square Business Association.
Granted.
Thank you.
Let's go back, because it's going to take a discussion. Let's call back Lulu Cuisine. Okay, so you're telling me that you are now becoming the sole holder of the LLC.
I have been for the last year.
Okay. So You have not, under the law, because you have to be approved by this board and the ABCC for that type of change. And that, let's see, has not happened. You have not filed for that request.
Right.
So what I would do at this point, and what I would suggest, if my fellow board members agree, is to grant you a very limited time to correct this violation, meaning a week, so that you can submit all that we need and have you heard on March 13th, which is our next hearing. Do we have enough time between now and then for that to be advertised or no? Well, because the way that Cambridge Chronicle works, you have to send it, it's a ridiculous amount of time that has to be sent.
Yeah.
So we're on the 13th today.
Yeah.
So if we give him until next week, if that comes in on the 20th, it would be sent the 21st. It'd be noticed on the 28th. Yeah, that's enough time, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I would vote to grant you, oh, can you open up your calendar again? Until February 20th, which is Wednesday of next week, to submit all the documents necessary so that we can advertise this and have you on the 13th. Would that be fine?
Sounds okay to me.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That sound fair? Okay. So we will not take action on the current application before us and expect you to submit an amended application by the next Wednesday.
Sure.
Okay? And you can communicate with Ms. Lint tomorrow in terms of everything that you need to submit if you have any questions. But you can go to the ABCC website and that gives you a list of all the things that you need to submit for the changes. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we received a letter from Attorney Brown regarding the consideration of renewal for Classic Restaurant Concepts LLC doing business as En Boca.
So as you may recall, this is we had requested Bill Goodwin to ask his counsel representing him in the matter against Harvard based on the issue with the license at this location in terms of whether or not any action taken by this board would adversely affect their case. The letter clearly states that it does, and it gives a few reasons why, in terms of there must be some counterclaims and whatnot. Because this is an ongoing case in Superior Court, and it's on track, my suggestion would be is to stay any action pending the resolution of the current case in Middlesex Superior Court. To be clear, a non-renewal.
Attorney Peter Klein has advised the License Commission that Walnut Cab Incorporated has a purchase medallion number 124. Attorney Klein has notified the License Commission that Jesus is Good Cab Incorporated has purchased medallion 109. Consideration of statement of reasons for matters voted upon on February 6, 2019. Coffee Shop LLC doing business is Upper West for the alteration of premise. Coffee Shop LLC, doing business as Upper West, for application for package store license.
Move for written form approved.
Dark Ride Media LLC, doing business as the Leah Theater, for denial of renewal application.
It was actually for revocation of grant of the license, and in the alternative, the denial of the renewal application or the cancellation of the license approved. We also have Yardworks Landscaping approved, and UG2 DBA Lesser University approved. And the Yardworks and Leslie were both for noise violations.
Edward Reed, on behalf of Skanska, has applied for a special noise variance on February 13th, 2019 for the entire week from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. at 38 Bishop Allen Drive for a hand demo saw air compressor with torque wrench and jackhammer.
So this is a city project. It was actually for, DPW has requested that it be clear that it's only for 2 days within that span of the week of the 13th through the 20th. I would be okay with that. And mm-hmm. since it's a city project, the fee is waived.
Amanda Sharrick has applied for an entertainment license at Harvard Campus, 10 Akron Street, February 14th from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for a Valentine's Day ball.
Granted.
Ben Engel, on behalf of ALS Therapy Development Institute, has applied for a malt with entertainment license at the Atrium between 100 and 200 Tech Square on March 9th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. for a fundraiser.
I would say granted with the condition that there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks associated with the admission price, otherwise and thereafter the alcohol must be sold, and I would say that that limit is 2. And I would also have a condition that the start time for the registration is 10 a.m. and no alcohol service can happen prior to 12 p.m.
Okay.
Philip Chavez has applied for a malt and wine license at St. Anthony's Parish, 400 Cardinal Medeiros Avenue, on February 24th.
Hanson.
Jesse Smith has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Campus North Court and Koch Institute Building, 500 Main Street, on March 2nd from 11 to 3.
I would grant with the condition that the sound checks may start at 9:30 a.m.
Poofy Dude LLC, doing business as Wits End, holder of common victualler, all alcohol license number 11615 at 1248 Cambridge Street, has applied for an entertainment license on March 14th from 7 to 11 p.m.
Branson.
Bill Manley, on behalf of Harvard Square Business Association, has applied for an entertainment license at Winthrop Park on March 10th from 12 to 4.
So we haven't received the city permit on this yet, although it has been applied for. Because we don't have a meeting prior to the event, I would say that we should grant pending the submission of the city permit and that any changes that need to be made based on the limitations of that permit be made administratively.
Concur. I agree.
Jonathan Tago has applied for an entertainment license at MIT 84 Mass Ave on February 16th from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Granted with the conditions that a police detail is required and an amended opening hour of 9 p.m. for MIT letter of permission.
Rebecca G. has applied for a Hawker Peddler license at Sanders Theater, 45 Quincy Street, on March 2nd from 8 to 10 p.m.
Granted.
Yara Komaya has applied for an entertainment license at MIT, 84 Mass Ave, February 16th from 6 to 10 p.m.
Granted.
Thomas Lee has applied for an entertainment license at 59 Shepherd Street on March 8th from 4 to 10.
Granted with amended hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for registration with the university.
Kim Holman, on behalf of Green Street Studios, has applied for an entertainment license at 185 Green Street on February 24th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Granted with the conditions that the amended to amend the opening hour to 7 p.m. for the permission letter and the police details required.
Okay.
Lindsay McKinnon has applied for a wine and malt and entertainment license on March 3rd at New City Micro Creamery, 403 Mass Ave.
Granted with the conditions that a police detail is required and the amend the opening hour to 7 p.m. for the permission letter.
Sure.
Stephanie Dufresne, on behalf of the Harvard Caribbean Club, has applied for an entertainment license on March 2nd from 3 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Sorry, I think we had two different ones. Hold on. Can I do the last two? We called Kim Holman.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should have called Kristen Wagner.
I don't have that.
Yeah, it's the same one, sorry. So strike the last vote. The last vote was on Kristen Wagner, which is for a malt and wine license. They're together in number 27. They're two different people, two different licenses. So it's the same event.
I see it. Yeah.
It's the same event, but gotcha. Kim applied for the entertainment only, and Kristen Wagner
gotcha.
Applied for the alcohol, which is why the conditions on both of those licenses are the same. The next one was Lindsay McKinnon. And then that one, in terms of micro creamery, I would grant with the condition of an amended hour as well of 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. per the permission letter. And the maximum number of people that can be in the space is 50, and that's a based on the current zoning and permits that are there.
And no police detail?
No police detail on that one, no.
And Stephanie Dufresne.
Hold on, let the commissioners vote on Lindsay.
Yep.
Stephanie, which was for the Harvard Caribbean Club.
Yes.
On March 2nd.
59 Shepherd.
We just received the university permission for that, and based on that, I would grant.
What is SOCH?
I don't know what it is.
Student Organization Center at the Hiles. So I would vote to grant with a police detail required and amended hours of 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. per Harvard PD approval.
Preston Hollis, on behalf of Soccer Without Borders, has applied for a malt license on March 30th from 1 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Masonic Hall.
I would vote to grant with the condition that there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks associated with the admission charge. Otherwise, and thereafter, the alcohol must be sold. Four.
Ryan Jang, on behalf of Harvard Radcliffe Chinese Students Association, has applied for an entertainment license on February 23rd from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, I think originally we had it as the 13th on the agenda that was posted, but just to clarify, it's actually the 23rd. I would vote to grant with the condition that police details required.
Sure.
Jerry Finnerty, on behalf of Shaughnessy and Ahern, has applied for a special noise variance on February 16th and 17th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at 1 Bennett Street for a crane setup.
I would grant with two conditions, that a police work permit is required for the Sunday and a crane permit from DPW is required.
Jordan Alford, on behalf of MIT Mocha Moves, has applied for an entertainment license on February 15th and 16th from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Granted with the amendment that the opening hour is 10 p.m. for MIT registration.
Debbie Merriam has applied for an alcohol and entertainment license on March 10th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Granted with the condition that the maximum number of people allowed in the space is 30.
Michael Perello, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for special noise variance from February 15th through April 27th with an alternate start date of February 22nd from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. at 325 Main Street.
Okay, we just got the approval from internal departments on this. Based on everything, I would grant with two conditions. One, to be clear that this is only to be exercised Monday through Saturday. And two, that there can be no demolition work. And that is because even though they have said that they're going to do demolition work, the application says that they're not going to, but some of the notices say that they are going to. So I just want to make it very clear that there will be no demolition work during this period.
Clemens Tufelhaus has applied for an entertainment license on March 10th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Longy School of Music.
Granted. And that is all I have. Let's go back to the second call.
Hannah Sushi.
So it is 3:50 p.m. Here for Hana Sushi. I would say that we hear Mr. Bubanek and decide on what we hear and
concur with that.
Go ahead, Mr. Bubanek.
On December 31st, 2018.
Just your name for the record.
Oh,
again.
Sorry. Tyler Bubanek, B-U-B-E-N-I-K.
Yes.
December 31st, 2018, a cease and desist order was emailed to Hana Sushi. I also dropped off a hard copy underneath the door.
And to be clear, just for the record, the cease and desist was issued by, was signed by Ms. Lint, and it was because Hana Sushi had not yet paid for their certificate of inspection and therefore had not issued, so the license could not be issued. And it basically says that they cannot operate until the license is issued and they provide the COI. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kim.
On January 4th, I inspected and found that Hana Sushi was open and operating.
Okay. And did you go back? I was wondering why it said from the 1st to the 7th. It might be from the 1st to the 4th. Did you go back between the 4th and the 7th?
I did. The 4th was a Friday night. I went back the next night, the 5th, on a Saturday, and they were closed. They weren't operational on that day.
Okay. So I would clarify for the record that this was basically and potentially just from the 1st to the 4th. Which was when you told them on the 4th, it looks like you gave it to Dowley.
It looks like it says Annie on my sheet.
Oh, sorry,
signature.
Annie Dowley is the manager of record.
Yeah.
I apologize. Go ahead. And so what happened on that day when you inspected them?
I asked if they were open, and they told me, yes, we're open.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that they weren't licensed, so they couldn't be open. And I told them that they had to, according to this paperwork, that they were mailed make payment to Inspectional Services Department before their license could be issued, and that they should take care of that on Monday, which at the time was the next time the License Commission office would be open.
Okay. And I note for the record that they have been in operation, or they were given final approval in December of 2015. The license issued December 9th of 2015, and they have no disciplinary record. However, based on this violation and the lack of them showing up, I would vote for a violation and a 2-day suspension.
I have one question. Have Have the fees been paid to date?
Yep, the license issued. The license already issued, I think. Do you have there?
The date it issued?
Yeah.
December 7th, 10:10 in the morning, according to Viewpoint, the timestamp on Viewpoint.
January 7th.
Did I say? January 7th.
You said
January 7th, yes.
Yeah, so January 7th. It was issued, so it was issued. I think that was a Monday.
That was the following Monday.
Mm. Yeah.
I would concur with the chair.
Commissioner Bard?
That was the only such violation? I would say one day.
Okay. You're sticking with two?
So there's no prior history? I thought they had been in here before for a disciplinary.
No.
For issues in the alley, dumpster and stuff?
No.
No? Might be one of the other places on the same block.
Yeah, no, we don't have anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with the one day then.
Okay, so it'll be a 2-1 vote. I say 2 days, and my extra day is basically for the failure to show up here, just to be clear. So violation. My dissent for 2 days.
People's Republic. People's Republic, it's 354.
54, no one here for People's Republic. So I would say we hear the matter and proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Bubenik.
Tyler Bubenik, B-U-B-E-N-I-K. On October 18th, 2019, during a routine inspection, I counted 123 people inside of People's Republic. Their maximum capacity is 99.
Correction on the date, you said October 18th, 2019?
I'm sorry, it looks like a smudge there. January 18th, 2019.
Okay, thank you. What was the capacity is what?
The capacity is 99. I counted 123.
Okay.
So they were 24 over.
Correct.
Nonetheless, they have no disciplinary history, at least from 2015 forward. But based on this and their failure to show up again, I would vote a violation and a 2-day suspension.
I would concur.